It's Wednesday, so you know what that means. Another Wednesdays with Walter. We cover everything from student loan forgiveness, the Twitter situation with Elon Musk and Jack Dorsey, SpaceX, Putin, Matt Gaetz, the VA, Dennis Rodman going over and trying to advocate for Brittany Griner, Trump, money spent in Ukraine, so much. Oh, stick around and we'll get to it all after a quick word for our friends at Anchor. Still hate that thing. I know it's in progress. I pushed the button, but a lot of dumb stuff happening.
No disconnection this morning.
The part
that screwed up on for me was right here. Anyways, carry on.
I already forgot about that.
Anywho.
Talking for 20 minutes, I hit record. Gone. Welcome to Monday. But, yeah, I didn't look at the results from the primaries, even though, New York and
Florida had their primaries. Yeah. Oklahoma had a runoff.
Yeah, that was it. I knew there was one near me. I'm like, no, it isn't me. Yeah, they had theirs. Everything still sucks. We're still waiting on the FBI. You know, it's amazing. They're already, before they released anything from all these paperwork, they're already being sued. Like, that's how long we've been waiting. Like, someone already came up with a lawsuit. I find it funny
that the same judge that signed off on the warrant that at first said there'd be no release of the affidavit is also the same judge that now says, we're going to have to release this. Yeah, this is for the safety and sanctity of our own country's nations, like judicial system, the process of how we're supposed to go through that investigation. We're going to have to release something here.
I don't know how any of them.
Well, he's got buyer's remorse.
Well, I know just how many of them thought they were going to get through it. Like, you're in the state of Florida in legitimately Trump country. And you thought that right there where you were, you weren't going to get your head torn off repeatedly every day to release that shit. Like, if you didn't see that coming, I'm pretty sure you shouldn't be allowed to be a judge anyway.
I think what it is
that
also
actually
the way
takes utter stupidity.
The way that White House was not so forthcoming at the beginning of the week.
It's the White House.
No, I'm just with a grain of salt. Listen, hear me out. They weren't being so forthcoming with the judge, though. And they kind of blew him off. Well, he's like, okay, I know what I've seen. I know what I signed off for. I should probably tell. So that way I know this isn't coming back on me. Now, that's just my personal opinion, looking from outside the box. I also know that there's some lawsuits that were thrown out there, may have something to do with it. That's going to also increase on the FBI pressure because the FBI's got a lot building up and their failures, not just in a Trump situation with the DOJ and the White House, but other things, you know, they've been called out for botching the Hillary Clinton thing. Benghazi.
Hey, they didn't botch
not even by us. Like,
they didn't botch Hillary Clinton. They straight up didn't even attempt to do anything about one Hillary Rodham Clinton. They didn't try. They didn't even attempt to do anything. She was exonerated, proven. They wrote the paperwork to clear her of all crimes before they started the investigation. They didn't botch it. They just didn't give a fuck. And they didn't think anyone else would give a fuck. And they thought no one would look into it. Did you see the picture? Oh, wait, you don't have social media. They airlifted her out of there. I mean, granted, it was a picture of a rhino getting, you know, flown out of above the Capitol building. But, you know, saw that. Don't remember where in the midst of swearing at things and yelling at children that they need to go back to school so I can have my goddamn internet speed back. I've never looked forward to the 29th of any month as much as I am Monday. I will have the internet all day to do whatever the hell I want. And then by the time I'm done with the Wednesday night show, Justin, guess what? The little hooligan bastards will be in bed and I can have the internet back and it'll work like it's supposed to. Not this bogged down bullshit during their prime hour to fuck with my internet. My internet. Bastards. Well, you don't need to blow the whole neighborhood out to play your stupid video games. Play outside. Be like we used to be. Quit being such dicks and give me my internet back.
Go get some sunlight. It's good for your skin. Anyways, One of the other things, though, that I thought was funny is that it was brought up about Dick Cheney.
He's a dick.
And
watch out, he'll shoot you.
That's where I was going with it.
He'll kill you.
Speaking to that guy,
he'll accidentally, on purpose, shoot you in the back of the dome.
Commercial he did for his daughter. That guy looks more sketched out than ever.
Well, I mean, you know, it you could tell it helped.
You know, and I was close on the numbers last week for everybody, you know, just so I can put that out there. I was pretty close on those numbers I quoted. Was I not, Ski?
Hey, I did the same thing yesterday with Hannah because she asked me how many people were in the country. 335 and some change. She's like, no, it's got to be closer to 350. Looked it up. 335 million, like 640,000. I was like, I am the greatest. What? I haven't even looked at that in months. Ah, the look on her face when I looked it up. You know, like what? 335 million and some spare change here and there. How do you do that? What? Genius. See, I remember useless stuff. Ask me why I stood up. I can't tell you. Ask me that. I can tell you.
Other thing about the whole FBI situation, and I know this is kind of into the Trump side of it, but his property list, that was something else I was having a hard time finding too. But with that being said, I also remember from previous situations with the FBI being involved, there was affidavits, property lists, and a whole lot of other stuff you weren't able to get.
Now there's a lot of sketches.
That had those been released, maybe some people wouldn't be so hateful towards the FBI. Maybe if there was a little more honesty about some of those things,
yeah,
people like me wouldn't go, 1932.
I'm going to say,
you idiots.
I'm not even going like that far back. It's just straight up, if they didn't continuously prove that they were scumbags and shady.
Yeah, because they're just proving the lineage to the start was bad.
People wouldn't always think that no matter what they do, it's shitty and scumbags and inappropriately done. Like if they ever just stopped being scumbags, people would stop going around saying that they're scumbags. I mean, dear God, inside of 5 minutes of him releasing that, the Mar-a-Lago raid is happening, there was already everyone was going, there's got to plan something. What they've been so bad at doing everything, the second everyone heard about it, half the country literally went to, if they find anything, but they planted it. Especially now, if he's not lying, and they literally weren't, and they literally made him turn off his security system so he couldn't, actually see them, which he's allowed to do. Lawyers couldn't be present, which they're legally, like, if all of that is actually
that's not
true,
even legal allowed. They're required.
I'm saying they have to be there and let them have their security and all that. By being the FBI and being all shitty, no matter what, this isn't ending well, because the people on the left are going to think that he's a crazy rat bastard and he jewed him again. And people on the right are going to think that they fucked him one more time. And no matter what, this isn't going to end well. And it's because.
Remember his statement a week and a half ago about dialing the rhetoric back? All they're doing is making it worse.
Remember, they were going to unite everybody. They're going to unite everyone by division.
Just referring to his lawsuits and shit.
Remember, he ran that he was going to unite everybody. The only way they know how to unite people is by more division. That's how they're just like, how are they going to get everyone together and stop racism? By more racism.
Yeah, by completely flipping the script on racism and saying that's the only way to fix it.
And segregating more people and doing it. The only way you fight racism is more racism. The only way you fight corruption is with more corruption. The only way you unite people is by going out of your way to disenfranchise and insult the people that didn't vote for you so they hate you even more. Like, that's all they've done. Like, it's like I literally got yelled at by Drew. This guy. Those of you that, your ears don't work so well. That guy. If anyone could find Drew Love, send him this. Literally freaking out because we said we were all racist on the right. Because you have to be white because you're all racist. And then I told him about the schools that started, this college up there that started bringing back segregation again. And you say, oh, why does it bother you? Doesn't affect you directly. It's like, say you're mad and saying we're all racist, then we need to stop it. But then I'm telling you, people are actually bringing back segregation. And your response is, it doesn't affect me, so why should I care? Like, you don't fight racism by just being ignorant to all of the racism going on and saying, cool, what, it's fine. Like, that's not how you fix any
problem. Yeah, but he's also the same group of people who would say the veterans bill they just passed recently is actually good for veterans. No, it ain't. It might have a slight uptick, making people not hit the VA a little bit less. Maybe instead of once every 4 days, it might become once every 5 days. The whole thing of it is, though, that veterans bill they passed, they attached a shit ton of metric other stupid to it. I know.
Pork, as they like to call it. Pork. Which I think is offensive to pork, because I happen to love pork, and I hear them talk about how they added all that pork to it, and it makes me want to start headbutting people. They added a bunch of shit to it.
And they added all their shit. And you got only 11 Republican senators that goes, No. That negative. Shows why, and this is not being biased in his view of party or anything like that. This is why the Trump crowd, I'm not even going to say Republicans, Democrats, Libertarians. I'm not saying any of them, because there's group. Every one of them groups has people that go like this. Trump wants the simple things right down the middle. Republicans are nuts. Don't really care about the base that supports the Republican Party anymore. Democrats, well, they've been lost for a couple decades now. Quite lost, if you want to be honest about it. With that being said, though, everybody that's going out and voting for things in the Republican Party aligned with things like that veteran bill. There's a reason that all the Trump Party people back candidates are slamming people in the midterms. Now, granted, there's going to be a couple that's going to be stupid. But as far as candidacies go and everything, Trump-backed candidates are smoking everyone. And the more stupid shit like this happens, and the more things are proven, like the FBI and the DOJ talking to each other, the FBI and the National Archives Place should never even exist together in a conversation.
Especially when Bill Clinton walked out with half the fucking White House when he left and no one batted an eye.
Look how many papers Biden walked out with.
Boxes upon boxes.
The first time.
Yeah.
Now, after this shenanigans, I'm sure he's going to walk with more shit he shouldn't walk away with. But that's besides the point.
Literally, like, Bill took half the White House. Barack and Joe took all kinds of stuff. Hillary stole a whole entire, hard drive.
That's destruction of government property. That's tampering with evidence. And that's improperly handling top secret and clearance-based products. I believe
that's the Russians that stole. So that's like...
Oh, yeah, that too. I forgot about that part.
Federal subpoenas that she ignored and destroyed everything. So it's destruction of federal...
We're going to throw the word treasonous out there...
Oh, I'm just saying. She's not that smart. Actually, she's probably pretty good. Here you go. I take it. Bye.
She walked away from that shit in the 90s. Trust me. She's no dummy.
I mean, she's gotten Bill off like 9 times. And I'm just talking about for having sex with other women. She only got Bill off once. And that's because you can't look at Chelsea and not go, yeah, that's her mom. Yep. So she got Bill off. She got Bill off once. Otherwise, it's been getting Bill off for other people getting him off.
Anyways, the question with the FBI, though, is that everybody is going to walk up to it and go, you guys are crooked. You're showing extreme bias in ways you probably shouldn't. And honestly, you're taking precedent of, how many years has it been now? 200 and shit ton. You're literally throwing every year of our country's government in the garbage can and saying, we don't care. This is what we want because we just don't want that guy to run again. And that's what it all boils down to. And I don't say that TV channel here, this political party line, this. No, this is just flat out. They don't want somebody like him to run again because they know he's going to win again. And all the bullshit they're doing right now will be reversed in court. Period. That's what it all boils down to. And they know if they can stop him from getting in there, the courts will not return it.
No, they do have everyone.
That's all it boils down to. It's crooked.
I'm just going to say anyone that is okay with this, but says I'm crazy for talking about her hard drive, the federal subpoenas and all that, that she just destroyed and said, fuck it, and walked away.
That's another thing. Her
she was
shit,
under
all
federal
of her shit was done
she was
via
under
subpoena.
Yeah,
and
she was
she
under,
never cooperated.
Yeah, she was under federal investigation by the FBI and got to run for president, which you're not supposed to do either. Not supposed to be able to pull that one off, but hey, it's Hillary Clinton. She could do whatever she wants. Like have associates that somehow shoot themselves in the back of the head 3 times and suicide. Like, you know, I don't know how the fuck you're pulling that one off, but first, you don't succeed. Well, you got enough time to pull the trigger a few more times. I don't even know. Like, I have long arms. I have, like.
Anyone knows anything about shooting someone? Any bullet to the head, they don't have the physical ability to pull a second time. I'm sorry. Third. You can't. I don't even think the coked out Iraqi people that used to be over there could do that. That's another level of craziness that's not even existing.
But regard, I mean, all I know is they back. I mean, I'm, yeah.
And you know, honestly, since we're talking about the FBI,
they backed themselves into this quarter.
This is going to tie into Russia and Ukraine shit at some point. You watch, because all this money being spent, I'm just going to say this: all this money being spent, some point, someone's going to come into office, and they're going to be like, "We have to look this over again." And anyone with a brain that has even zero common sense, just a brain that knows how to do simplistic math, will tell you, we made a no-no. And that, I mean, that's saying like the basic dump. Drew's going to look back and go, oh man, we made a no-no.
No, he's not. No, he was, last time we talked, he was still exploding on me about stuff. And I said, they're gone. Like, I ain't Nostradamus, bitch. But there's a reason all these things that I said were going to happen. Like, keep blaming the big bad orange man, but
oh yeah,
he's not there anymore.
Yeah,
no one wanted him there in the first place, but he's like, you're still blaming yeah. I just love people like him. We're talking about money. Yeah, let's say we have, yeah, we need to tax the rich because they're robbing us. We're not making enough tax dollars to cover everything. Like, we last year made more tax revenue than we ever have in our entire history as a country, and we still blew through more debt. And all of you could say, well, the deficit went down. Well, congratulations. You spent a little less money than we did the year before. Ooh. That takes much as all we did was hemorrhage money hand over fist and cut back on taxes and everything because of all the COVID relief shit. Congratulations, he spent a little less money. Hercules! And he had all kinds of extra income coming in from all the taxes that we didn't get, which means the deficit was going to be smaller. I don't care if
the
deficit
was
smaller, the debt still went that way.
For everybody that's out there listening to this or watching this, we did all the COVID relief money and the multiple stimulus checks. I want to explain something when it comes to stimulus. Every time that happened, our debt inflated tremendously. With that being said, all the, and I'm going to say this just because this really ties into it. All the student loan forgiveness talk. Oh, I am. All the student loan forgiveness talks. I just want to put this into perspective because I heard a really good economist talk about this 2 days ago. Should this pass, and it equals out to roughly $10,000 per person, that's going to be equivalent to sending out monthly checks of $900 stimulus for a year to every single adult in America.
That's 10-8 for those of us that can't do math. 10-8.
I'm just saying, like, people need to think that one through because, well, one, let's be openly honest. Our dollar value, I haven't looked recently, but I would not be surprised if our dollar is worth less than a Canadian dollar. Because it kept falling year after year. The last time I had looked, it was like 1 to 116. So it would not take much after that scenario. And this has been over a year ago since I've looked. It would not take much after that to just go, tank the American dollar. Oh, and let me tell you who else is helping with this. And we can't go without saying it. China's assisting on this.
China.
And I said it from the beginning, and it's just coming true and true every day. If we don't put a wall at the southern border of Mexico, we might as well consider Mexico a lost cause and cut our fucking losses, because bad things are going to come if we don't. China's got its influence so thick in Latin America and down in South America that, as wrong as it sounds, there's no point in return, I think, for the U.S. influencing down there for quite some time. Not that I'm saying it can't happen, but the odds of that happening before I die are slim, if not zero. I just want to be honest about it. But back to the corrupt FBI. They have got to change their ways, because not at some point, you know, when you weaponize your legal systems, you weaponize your judicial systems, and you weaponize, I shouldn't say it like that. When you take the law enforcement and you weaponize it, and you take the judicial system and you weaponize it, and then you go to the political side of it and you weaponize that, once you do that to all three of those things, you can consider your country in decline and a decay, because at some point in the future, whether it be a year or a decade, your country is going to collapse. Your government is going to overpower itself, and boom,
yeah,
goodbye economy.
They've weaponized, you know.
Look at Sri Lanka.
Shit, they've weaponized education, the media, everything.
Public education is going out. That's going to die off in the next decade.
Weaponized stupid people that can't comprehend things. I mean, yeah.
I.e.
weaponized
state and federal revenue systems, yeah.
Weaponized the medical side of it, of the country, with, yeah, all of those scumbags. Especially that lady that's in charge right now.
What were we just talking about this the other day when we were talking about medical stuff? When I was telling you about insurance?
I was cussing out the VA.
Yeah.
I was actually telling you to be nicer to the VA. Never mind.
Well, no, I was saying the other day when we were talking about insurance prices, what I paid for something and what I got in 2015 versus what you pay and what you get now. The policy that I had then, and then you go for the same price as what I was paying then to right now for my family, the coverage is literally less than one-tenth of what I had before through the same damn insurance provider. I want to pay out of pocket, say goodbye to the federal government, walk away from it. And I can't even do that no more, because they've killed the insurance coverage, out-of-pocket coverage. Like, you pay for your insurance out of your pocket, your coverage is going to be garbage. Thanks, O'Biden. I'm going to say it like that because it's both of them. It's Biden, yeah, and Obama who's responsible for that.
Well, that's what happened last time. You like your doctor, you can keep your doctor, yada, 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 yes, yada, yada.
What a lie.
Et cetera, for, you know, about 73 stacks of paper this high off the fucking ground with all the you can't do this, that, or the other thing with it. And then they're taking tax dollars and subsidizing all of it. So people like that one guy from Atlanta, Georgia, can get health care without having to pay a single penny.
Congrats. Because now I have to pay a lot more because of him.
Yeah. I'm taking care of robbing Peter to take care of, you know, Peter, Paul, and Mary to take care of Joe Blow.
You know, people used to talk a lot of shit about me and Thad. But I want to give a shout out to Thad Tanaka.
People talk shit about
you're not
that?
Crazy.
No.
You knew exactly what you were talking. Well, okay. Let me back up. You weren't batshit crazy. You knew what you were talking about. I know. We'll stay right there. You knew what you were talking about in 2010 when certain people were saying we were just crazy and we were, well, what's that word, Ski? Oh, yeah, racist. Obama was an idiot. I called it from day one. I remember every idiot that wanted to argue me and said, well, he's giving me Obama phone, blah, blah, blah. My Social Security's gotten better. Well, good. More military service members are dying. More veterans are dying. Healthcare coverage has went down.
More veterans are dying in VA care. They're in the hospitals and they're dropping dead for mixing drugs.
Who changed all that?
He just handed a bigger shit sandwich.
Oh, I won't disagree with that. It had its problems before him, but I'm saying who really?
He found a way to actually. He was that special. He found a way to make the VA actually worse. Oh, yeah. Well, you can make the VA worse, but damn it!
As long as the Mission Act exists, veterans are going to fight back. No, Trump may not be in office no more.
Don't say it out loud. YouTube will probably flag it. Well, send it back to their cronies at Google. They're like, watch out, they're talking about this shit. I know, because the like 9 views I'm going to get are, I know what. I mean, it's probably going to be more than 9. I'm just saying, those few acts are going to, you know, be earth-shattering to the poor people at the YouTube.
Yeah.
You heard me.
There's no way around it.
They're dicks.
And
they already don't also, like they already don't like
a median flag and shenanigans. What do you think about the old Jiminy Cricket reference yesterday?
Jiminy Cricket reference?
Was it yesterday or Monday? Yeah, by Elon.
Oh, I don't
give know. A little whistle.
Hey, I was trying to catch up on everything. I had a whole week with other people here. I had to catch up on lots of wrestling.
Understand.
I was like, hey, did you hear about this? Huh? Unless it happened in my living room or at Walmart when I went there because I wasn't driving any farther than that.
Oh, and
I hate Walmart, but
what is the word I'm looking for? Oh, yeah. And the fact that Elon has a subpoena, Dorsey. He's going to have to show up in court. And guess what? The whistleblower from Twitter has said their bot situation is so bad, they have no metric to measure it.
Yeah, Twitter's like going to...
Come again? It's so bad you can't even measure it? That's coming from a guy that worked for you.
Hey, and Jack's going to have to go to court, and then they're actually going to go through, and he's going to end up getting Twitter for like $150. And everyone's just going to like, see, what? You guys argued it. You guys wouldn't tell me. You could all be filthy rich. Instead, yep. You chose to be scumbags. So now I'm going to take your life and everything, like all this stuff for like nickels.
The moment he's on the dollar. List, the smartest thing they could have done was took the $10 per share pay cut, give him the information, and sell it then. They didn't. So now instead of selling it at what it was originally going to be $54.20, they'll probably end up selling it for $10 a share. Because they're going to lose their ass because they ain't going to be able to fight it in court because now subpoenas are coming out. Got Jack Dorsey having to come back. You got a whistleblower saying the metrics are so bad it's not even measurable. Mm-hmm. And the same whistleblower also said, just so you know, the way some of it's written, it's also a security risk for our national security. Oh, what do you know?
Hey, I'm like, I could read half the stuff from people and go, Jesus Christ, but yeah. I mean, right now, from what I see...
Right now, the snowball is this big, and it's at the top of the hill.
Last I saw, it was at 42.16 a share, I think, or something like that. From, like, where it was at, like, 60-plus when he said he was going to buy it, and now, well, here we are this many months
later. Well, the original offer of 54.20 was before it even hit over 50.
Yeah, so it went... And now, well, it's back down to 42, so... Yeah, it's kind of like Disney and all them, but yet they just keep, you know, they lost billions last year and they just keep pushing it. And well, then they get movies like Lightyear that comes out and they go, we just lost tens of millions. Like, yeah, what? Just keep progressing. What? Keep doing it. What? Believe it or not, what I've said from the beginning, the people actually paying your bills are the people you're pissing off right now. The people you're attacking are the people paying your bills. And now we see stock value and billions lost. And guess what? We were also all right when we said that. The people you're going to piss off for this, to cave to them, are the ones that are actually keeping you afloat and filthy rich.
The reason I referenced the Twitter one is because there's a flip side to that. The reason I said it's at the top of the hill and it's creeping right now and getting ready to fly is because once everything's done with Elon and all that legal shenanigans is over, don't think all the people who got shafted on that money ain't going to turn around and go, oh, no, board of directors. Your ass is on the hook. Because I'll tell you right now, if I was any one of them shareholders, I would turn around and say, my loss of profits, you're going to suffer. We're going to court. You're going to own this one.
They're going to lose because all they had to do was
be honest. 5 minute deal, 20 minute conversation, explain why the numbers weren't quite what you said. Could have saved you all the money loss and all the, well, the money loss that you then was nothing compared to what it's going to be now, because they're going to have to pay a lot of money to people, dude. A lot of people.
Yeah, I mean, like,
but
hell, 90% of Joe Biden's like whopping like 12 people on there were bots, like reported 100% true. Like 90% of these millions don't even actually exist. Like, I can't wait till the number comes out and there's like 9 people on Twitter. I'll be one of them. Like, ooh, and yeah, Elon will be like, go up into his rocket. Ha ha ha. He's gonna make a rocket shaped like a middle finger.
Speaking of lawsuits and hypocrisy for judgments, that rocket that NASA's getting ready to launch, the moment it leaves the ground, if I was involved with Elon, I would say, hey, now you go to court. Because anything to do with the Artemis Moon project was won in a bid contract by SpaceX. And now all of a sudden they've halted everything on SpaceX, won't even let them finish testing the Starship to be able to do the Artemis program. And now they're going to send a rocket to the moon with the shuttle. That's got to be some sort of a violation and breach of that goddamn contract. It has to be. See, there's no way around that. That's got to be a breach of that contract. He won that bid fair and square in court against stupid. Just saying.
Hey, they picked the wrong billionaire. They found the one that doesn't like them.
And has more money than them.
Has more money than everyone.
Than...
Literally everyone.
Yeah.
And he doesn't have a single fuck left.
I find it funny because the one trip up his carbon emissions will never meet what Steven Spielberg's carbon emissions in one day is. Just wanted to put that out there. Because he's not using regular fuel. He's using hydrocarbon.
He's a genius.
Just saying.
He's an evil genius, but
that's what it takes. Hey.
And he's got Asperger's when he found his thing. They all find
ruining the crooked people. I like it.
Like, oh, really? Uh oh. When Elon Musk mentions your name, it's not good. He doesn't really, he's not known for talking.
Unless you're
a
that
lot.
Dude off of YouTube that has that one channel, he seems to like that guy a lot. Hence the interviews he's given him at SpaceX locations.
He doesn't like me.
We don't have a space podcast.
I don't care.
Give a fuck. If we were that guy off of YouTube, we'd probably get an interview.
I don't like people podcast. Which, as much as he loves space, he seems to really hate people. Worthless. He hates people like right up his alley.
Yeah, I don't disagree.
Like, come here, roll. They go, but do your thing. Whatever makes you happy. Well, we'll just sit here and talk about people being shitty. Yeah, we'll ask him about, like, hey, so is that a breach of contract? Well, I'm just curious.
I would ask if I had the ability to have
technically
that 2 minute conversation. My first question and only question would be, was that contract violated or breached?
Technically, you're not allowed to say anything because there's going to be open litigation. I know you can't say anything, but blink twice. Like, did they shaft you? Like, you don't have to answer. I'll just look at, like, tell me without saying it. Like, you can't get in trouble then. Can't. I mean, if you don't say anything out loud, I didn't verbally.
And since I didn't finish it out by saying this about the FBI, are they going to investigate Paul Pelosi?
No.
Because I'll be damned if you or I wouldn't be sitting in jail for at least 90 or 180 days, because I'm pretty sure it wasn't his first offense. Also, in this offense, he hit someone.
Hey.
Where I come from, that's slightly more than just a standard DUI charge.
Yeah.
Even for a liberal state. I mean, I have to deal with some really dumb liberals here.
Hey. The FBI doesn't go after people like that. you could literally walk up in front of the head of the FBI, shoot a motherfucker in the face, and they'll be like,
I don't know what you're talking about.
Just walk away. I didn't see none. They don't care. It's the same shit as when, you know, what? When Obama was in office and they were going after, you know, they had the IRS going after churches and nonprofits that were on the right. They had them spying on the dude from Fox News, like spying the Fed, looking at him because he was the head of Fox News. I mean, like, they had the long laundry list of turning shoulder to idiots and letting them do whatever they want. I mean, again, Hillary, look at Bruce Springsteen after the Super Bowl commercial for Jeep. He blew like 3 times over the legal limit. What'd he pay? $1,000 fine. That was it. Walked away like I'd be in jail, pending tens of thousands. He gave him like a G and walked out like nothing happened. Like, you know what? Hunter's still walking around.
His fines, $7,000.
There you go.
That's it.
Yeah. Yeah, Hunter.
No, Paul Pelosi.
Look at Hunter. I mean, never mind. Like, everything's now been confirmed. Told you so. For the people like that guy on that sticky note, who said we were just agents of Russia. It's amazing how it's all just keeps coming out and being proven. And I don't run my mouth to you. I run my mouth about you. But guess what? This is in a public forum, and you could say something about it. Tell them all the time when we used to talk about, you got a problem with it, come on there.
Yeah.
Tell me your side. I'll tell you you're an idiot.
Prefer he comes on a Wednesday show and does it.
Oh, he doesn't even. Pussy blocked me like all the rest of them. Because I got a tetanus shot and he went off because, of course, I won't get a COVID shot, but I'll get any other kind of shot. Like, his tetanus shot works. And the only other one I got was blood thinner, so I didn't die. So nice try. Thank you for making this normal conversation a nuclear fucking fight because you people can't help yourselves. Have a nice day.
Yeah.
And then he blocked me. Like, you start a fight with me, and then I'm the one that gets blocked. All I did was tell you to have a nice day. But I don't remember where the hell I was going with that anymore. People like that, whatever the hell we were talking about. But there's still people
just
like
saying that. Well, the FBI like, investigating Pelosi. Yeah,
there's people like, you know, him.
Paul Pelosi, to be exact.
Yeah, that no matter what happens, doesn't matter. They're not corrupt. They're not anything. Yeah, that. Oh, yeah, that said I was wrong. That was we were talking about the whole agent of Russia thing for the Hunter's laptop, which is very real. Hate to break it to y'all. It was very real. And so is him lying on that federal background check to get the gun that was then taken and dumped in a garbage can across the street from a school that could. And he still is walking. Like, do you think I'd be walking confirmed by the FBI and the Secret Service who was there with him and found it for some goddamn reason? I would be sitting in jail for just lying on a background check form, let alone dumping it in a garbage can across the street from a school, which could have led to mass chaos. You know, I wouldn't be sitting here right now. You wouldn't be sitting here right now. And yeah. I need a very good lawyer again. And that motherfucker's out there like painting shit and acting like nothing's
And I'm glad you brought him up because that's a perfect segue into the next topic, buddy. Really is. Speaking of Ukraine. In Russia.
Just so everyone knows, like, those are my notes. So I did not purposely segue. It says, welcome, opening primaries, Russia, Ukraine, FBI being worthless, stupid loan forgiveness. Anything else that comes up, closing, thanks, send them home. That's it. There's nothing in there for me to even segue about Hunter Biden.
So, with that being said, though, we approved, what was it, a total of like $40.3 or $40.8 billion total for this whole Ukraine situation. First things first, if they don't have a special envoy to watch every single thing going through there, we've mentioned that's wrong.
Why would they have special envoy or inspector general to keep luck? Why would they have that?
That package he's sending right now, what was it, $3.8 billion?
It's only $40 billion. Why would we have anyone actually pay attention to any of it?
Well, my thing with this is so I'm all for giving them $8 or $10 billion in equipment, ammunition, send 3 guys over there for a month to Poland, train them, and be done with it. That's the part we should have into it. And if they need further ammunition resupply later on, that's that. Anything more than that is wrong and it's outlandish. And then you go off of that. The third part of it is with that being said, I feel, truly feel for the people in Ukraine. I do. I will not deny that. Now, maybe that's because of some of the people we've seen in Iraq. I don't know. But I feel for the people, the grandmas, the grandpas who have a hard time moving on a normal basis as it is, whose houses are getting blown up and shelled, and they're barely even getting out of those alive, and then they're stranded and they can't really just go anywhere. Those people, I feel for them people. And for that sake, I hope Putin himself rots after a very painful interrogation somewhere. That's just my personal hope. Probably won't happen, but I hope for it. Now, I'll move on from that. Putin complaining about his buddy's daughter getting killed? Boo fucking who. You've killed many innocent women, children, and elderly people who just can't get around in Ukraine's eastern portion of their country. Not to mention, how many people have you violated, killed, or raped and molested in Crimea since 2014? Nobody's talking about this. Our media here is a joke. All they talk about is the money we're spending to go over there and waste money and give it to who knows who, and nobody's accounting for it.
Nobody's talking
about the
here.
Shit that people outside this country report. Oh, it does cause problems. It causes lots of problems here. There's people, but there is people outside this country that's reporting way more honestly about what's going on over there than we'll ever see here. And as far as what Zelensky said, there's things I question about his government. You and I have had that conversation. But what he said the other day to a lady from India in an interview, he said, and he also said it in a delegation to the UN, I don't care what it takes. I will not consult with no one. Crimea belongs to Ukraine. The people in Crimea are suffering. We will take Crimea back for Ukraine at all costs. And then the other part of that not getting talked about here is the fact that everybody's talking about, oh, Ukraine's trying to set up a false flag alarm. No, the artillery shelling they're doing outside of the nuclear facility, the largest one in Europe, is to prevent any more Ukrainian people from getting injured, to prevent any more Russian people to get there. I do think it's extremely dangerous, not necessarily reckless if they're playing it properly, but dangerous, shelling anything near a nuclear facility. That's just dangerous.
They're off by a foot or two. That could make very large.
But with it being said, they're doing everything they can to prevent any more Russians from entering, and they're wanting to try to save as many Ukrainian lives as possible.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's a great choice, no matter how you go about it, because the only other choice outside of what they're doing right now could be a lot worse than what it is. But my whole thing is on top of that, he's trying to literally fight for the people in his country. Maybe not be necessarily honest about everything, and there may be things questioned about his government, because it's still probably no worse than us. I mean, if we're being openly honest. People think that our government's so much better than everybody else. No, not anymore. Don't try to feed me that line of shit. There's no way they're more corrupt than we are. Sorry. But with that being said,
I think they're better covert with their
you got guys like that's saying these things that need to be heard. Like, people around the world should hear what exactly that it is they're fighting for, because I don't think people really know. Because I hear people talk about, oh, it's a much needed war, blah blah blah. We're at war. No, we shouldn't be in a war at all. But I will say, we shouldn't be standing by and letting innocent lives just die and not in some way, shape, or form support the effort. But that has to be taken with a grain of salt. We can't be stretching ourselves out in another forever war, which is what it's becoming, because guess what? The exact wording in the statement with this latest bill of the, I want to say it was $3.8 billion they sent in this time. That money, like 2 point something was for training. Like, you don't need all that money to go train nobody. It doesn't take that much. Don't lie to me. I was in the military. I ain't stupid. I know how it is. Hey, these are bombs. This is how they work. Don't touch them. Oh, good. Why do we have to waste 3.5 hours on this damn class?
Depends.
I'm just saying. I know how it goes and what takes training.
Doesn't take much. I mean, I've seen how they train, you know, basic Afghanis and Iraqis. I mean,
there is no excuse for the amount of money we're wasting. Just putting that out there. But back to the Russia-Ukraine thing.
And I never looked at any of the details to see where the money is.
You don't want to. It'll make you, make your gut churn.
Not all of it. I meant, well, no, because believe it or not, I'm just used to it. So I don't make myself physically ill over the level of stupid that much. It's just the years. Like, when is it actually being It's like COVID money where they spent it in 2020 and it wasn't allocated to be used until like 2025. You know, I want to see like how long down the road are they dragging?
Because yeah, they're obviously planning on for
that's
they're planning for years. That's not okay.
That's, yeah, that's my thing. Like everyone says, you're crazy. Why do you want to know? I don't know. If we're supposed to be helping them now, why are they? Why aren't they spending half of it until 2025? Like what, you know,
good. Well, rockets from us being shipped that literally should take maybe a week and a half to get from here to there. Which I know we can do it under a combat scenario because we've done worse.
What, you know, again, what are rockets in 24, 25 going to help them now when they actually need it?
And I just for the sake of conversation for today, I did some research, did some measuring, did some heavy homework. I was looking at how far the longest rocket we've sent them can hit. Where they need to hit, there's three airports that Ukraine needs to be able to hit. Not one of the three can be hit with the rockets they are being supplied with from the ground they securely hold right now. Odessa is the closest one to anything in Crimea. There's three airports. Two of them are in the Crimea Peninsula. They cannot hit those from Odessa. I blame the Biden administration and the rest of the UN. Because there's no reason, like I had said months ago, those fighter jets they asked for months ago and everybody was ready to put it up there and make it happen. If they would have just done that, Odessa might have already annihilated two of those airports because they were in the Crimea Peninsula and they've already pushed the ships back into the Black or the Sea of Azov.
Oh, that's a good sign. Castbox gave me a notification. I already forgot about the racing show. That's reassuring. I already forgot that it even happened. This morning. What do you think I was doing before we started this? Already. Why are you notifying me? Yeah, that happened.
And I also, because it's Russia, I also find it funny that Dennis Rodman is going to go advocate for that broad. But why he's doing all this talking, never once says, hey, I'm going to bring Paul Whelan back too.
No. Hey.
Dennis. You've had some questionable things happen over the years. And over those decades, I've still liked you. I've always supported you, even through some dumb decisions. This one, I do not respect you.
Hey, she's important.
You know why she's important? She checks all the boxes.
Gay, minority,
African-American woman.
Well, I wasn't going to go throw it out there depending on what she wanted to be called.
I'm just saying, going off the Biden administration's policies and their
LGBTQ plus, whatever the plus is. Yeah,
I can't say that because I don't even know what all those letters mean anymore. There's more letters in that than I even know existed for that whole description.
Plus, LGBTQ plus. If we get a plus?
What's
and
the
I
plus?
I used to call the racing shows, like, you know, whatever racetrack they're at, weekend plus, but that's because it was plus a bunch of stuff. At least it made sense. What the fuck is the plus? But she checks everything. Crazy liberal, crazy.
No, that sounds wrong, but it's the
denounced,
truth.
Denounced America repeatedly. So, of course, you know, why wouldn't they be trying to trade terrorists for her? Like Bergdahl, that worked out good for us.
Yeah.
The same people made that trade that are running the country right now. You think the guy's going to go
that
from...
That trade is very...
You think the guy's going to go from trading arms and all that to kill us all to being a farmer or ranch hand, especially when Russia's at war with, like, Ukraine? Like, you think... I'm pretty sure all those people he used to work with still are... He can get the money and do whatever the hell he has to do if he gets, like... You actually have to be stupid.
Yeah, they want to help. They want to help Ukraine. Nothing, don't trade that son of a bitch.
That they think nothing catastrophic, but actually, like you're actually physically dumb.
I'm sure I'm not the only one when that name's mentioned, Bergdahl, that their skin and the hair on the neck on their skin is just crawling and standing. It's crawling and standing.
Hey, according to Drew, he listened to a podcast he was on, and we got it all wrong. You know, he gave his side, like, well, yeah, he gave us, I've read the intelligence reports and the reports, and you do realize OJ said he didn't do it, right? everyone, including people in other countries, know OJ did it. He's given lots of interviews about how he didn't do nothing. He doesn't know what the hell they're talking about. Nothing happened. Well, you could say whatever the fuck you want. I could tell you I'm the nicest guy on the planet. Update.
I'm sorry, but when you walk off of a base in a combat zone and leave your gear at the gate, you're on your own, you piece of shit.
You're not just walking off. Like, they're not just coming up and saying, hey, come here. And you're just like, that. You're not getting that close to that gate anywhere. Just to say, hey, come on, pal, and just walk away. Like, you're, that's not how that works. But again, people like Drew, who the only time he's left Northeast Pennsylvania is when he was doing his CDL driving hours also, across the country. So you don't know
just
anything.
So people like him know. You need to make this clear so he knows. After that trade was made, his trade killed more people. Because when those five were released, they turned around and went back to their same ways and killed more people.
Remember, they were going to go, they had to go take care of their father because he was dying, and they were going to go be farmers. And then there they all were. They were taking back Afghanistan. We're going, I've seen that guy
before. Him.
Yeah, I've seen that guy too. And then there was the guy that was smiling with, you know, the Wiley X.
Not talking.
Happy
and
as
not
shit.
Talking.
Yeah, that happy
seen
guy.
Him before too.
Yeah, like, gun over his shoulder, living the dream. Yeah, like, how'd that one work out? Never mind the people that died trying to recover to get his ass. And the people that have now died since last year. Yeah. Which, by the way, everyone, coming up on Friday, the anniversary of that bombing, and that will be handled appropriately. So don't worry. Me and Walter, round two. Just figured I'd mention that, because in case you haven't noticed, the 26th is right around the fucking corner. And yeah, and we'll get into all that then, but didn't need to happen. Shouldn't have happened. We told you it was going to happen. And then, well, we put Joe back in office for 12 seconds, and it happened. That didn't take long. Amazing how that worked out. Look at him trying to read like he's John 5. In Short Circuit, I believe it was. Read the dictionary in 9 seconds. Good movies, by the way. But yeah, we saw it coming. Really.
And also, because we did talk about it, I just want to repeat it again. I said it last week. Still, another week has went by, and not anyone in America has said anything about Anas Malik being assaulted by the Taliban. I find this funny.
I find it predictable. I find it predictable.
Last but not least, so we can get it out of there and I don't forget.
Forget everything. Why'd you stand up to it? Why'd you wake up this morning?
I don't
know. Where am I?
No, this ain't a Wiggy moment.
Wiggy! Jesus Christ, God. Wiggy.
Down here. Oh, man. Oh, Florida.
Thank you, Adam
Shaw. U.S. Senate for a Democratic primary. We have Val Demings taking that slot.
Again?
Yep. Ugh. Going up against money. Marco Rubio.
Money can get you anything.
Yes. Marco Rubio is uncontested. Then moving into the governor's race, you got for the Democratic side, Charlie Crist taking it. Chris. I don't know why I said that.
You guys shouldn't have even.
Yeah. That's only a conversation on its own.
You're not going to.
Traitor.
Anywho.
No, he won't. He's taking on, obviously, DeSantis.
I mean, Jesus. Months ago, the Dems said they weren't even going to pump any money into the Florida elections for good. Why? Because they knew they were going to get slaughtered. You guys shouldn't even have had anyone run.
Yeah.
Actually, that would show, I guess that would show weakness. Which, don't do it. Like, Ron is not. Nope.
And I'm not going to go over all the districts just because.
There's a lot of them, but a lot of red people moved to Florida's population. kind of exploded here in the last couple of years with there might be some more blue people, but there's a lot of red.
In regards to districts,
every time
though,
I hear a beep, it's like someone walking into your shit and you're about to go, like, let's keep thinking it's something bad.
I can't move on from Florida without saying this. Matt Gaetz, even through the investigation, kept his candidacy against two other opponents in the Republican Party. He still kept his spot. As a matter of fact, he had almost three times the closest one to him. Just saying, if he's so corrupt, he keeps winning.
Oh, I mean, that's bad. I mean, look at all the people that we serve.
I'm saying people would not keep voting for him if he did what he's being accused of.
Hey, Nancy's still there.
Also, I don't think he would have had the Trump.
Well, that, yeah. But Joe brags about a quid pro quo, like openly. Brags about doing that, and he's president right now. So I mean, corruptness, but it actually seems easier to keep your power if you're corrupt, actually, if we're being honest.
I'm just saying, in regards to the voters being backed by Trump and having the voters still vote like that, I almost believe there's a degree of honesty in that guy's voice.
This isn't me just my personal. This isn't me trying to make fun of Italians.
Oh, gotcha. Well, but
you can get that. You can get that money.
Yeah. So moving to New York. Let's see here. That's district. Chill. What one is it that Nadler's in? Somehow he edged out her.
Jerry Nadler won again? The Penguin won again?
Well, he didn't necessarily win his district again. They redistricted, and him and What's-Her-Nuts had to go up against each other, Maloney, because no longer were there two different districts. It was one district. Oh. That's how many people the city of New York lost. They had to split it. I'm just saying.
And me and her were having an argument about California. Sorry, most of the state sucks. But all right, what? Up here, they're good. Down here, they're good. It's just right here. Blow it off the bat.
Yeah, pretty much anything south of Orlando. Not Orlando. Or Ontario, California. Anything south of there is pretty much garbage. That's kind of like Mount Pleasant. If you just took a line and drew it straight across the state, at Ontario, California, just everything south is just, well, sorry.
Anyways, she didn't like that, though. They're garbage, but sorry.
I'm not saying I want it to be. There's good people out there.
There's good people everywhere. It's not my fault that they're in a shithole.
Yeah.
First time their population went down ever, and it went down by millions.
I'm not saying good things don't come from Southern California, because you got Kevin Harvick, you got the Deegans, Ronald Reagan. Shit exists. It just
Haley better get her shit together.
Largely outnumbered.
Yeah. By idiots. Anyway, she didn't like that, though. That's all I'm saying.
Let's
finish up this New York stuff after you ruined my life for telling me the Penguin survived again. Hate that guy. He's like actually dumb. Like, go back and watch the first impeachment stuff. He's actually like Jerry Nadler.
Kathy Hochul. Her.
Yeah. And the world's gonna know your name.
Yeah. Yeah. Just
in the Hall of Fame. Stupid.
Oh my gosh. Well, yeah, we'll just move on from her. Anyways, I do hope, though, Lee Zeldin can put it there, if you catch my drift. Mm-hmm. They had a special election
they special, all right.
For District 19 in New York, Pat Ryan did end up winning. But I have to say, can't go without saying this part of it. He had 65,995 votes. Marcus Molinaro, the GOP, he had 63,137 votes. New York is becoming slightly redder.
That's just see how it works out. And
I'm just saying, and if you're looking at election results and number wise, but that number is not normally
see what happens in the general stuff when it really counts. See how many people show up then. is, you know, the numbers for primaries in 2020 compared to general election was like astronomically off. In some states, I find it to be mesmerizing.
But... District 23, because of the redistricting, they had a special election. Jeffis, oh my gosh. Joseph. Joseph, I'm going to butcher this name. Simplinski.
I can dig
it. He won with 38,749 votes over Max Delapia with 34,001.
I'm going to quote Mastarn Helmick. What the fuck happened to last names like Smith?
I was trying to make it nice.
Those were the first words I heard come out of his mouth when we showed up to check in. I mean, you got a Rosinski, a Putin, a Sturdivant, Bissonnette, Holtberg. Like, what the fuck ever happened to Smith? Sorry, dude.
Good luck with that one. Good luck with that one.
Gave the guy a bunch of alphabets, gave him alphabet soup, and well, he let us know he was very displeased. I mean, what the fuck?
He's talking about the loaded internet thing. Load faster. I just pulled up once. Quit refreshing.
You're the one that has an auto refresh. That's on you.
Yep, I know. You don't have to remind me.
It's not changing enough in 4 seconds.
Right? Especially a day later. Unless we're talking about Michigan.
At 4 a.m. When no one's supposed to be there. When nothing's being counted.
So the runoff race from Oklahoma for the U.S. Senate special Republican primary runoff, we had Mark Wayne Mullen taking 183,034 votes and edging out T.W. Shannon with 98,215. Not quite sure why they have it percentage-wise as an edge, but...
And the world's gonna know your name.
It's kind of stupid. Anywho, the other one was the Democratic runoff, which was Madison Horn taking 60,896 votes over Jason Bullinger with 32,098. The District 2 House seat, GOP, was taken by Josh Breachin with 33,507 votes. Avery Fricks lost with 30,674. You struggling over runoffs. There?
I just hate runoffs.
Me too. And then the other two are state houses. They ain't going to really help in the national aspect. So there's the end of those election results.
I hate runoffs. Sorry, guys. I really judge me. I hate runoffs. It's not my fault.
You know, everybody talks shit about the whole Alaska open voting like that. I'm okay with that. I actually don't have a problem with that. Runoffs. They're wrong. I feel like it's a second chance for somebody who's crooked to get a chance to take it. That's just me. Maybe I've been screwed over before in Michigan. I don't know.
I just don't have faith in human beings.
That could be it, too. I was trying to be nice.
I'm just being honest. I have no faith in humanity. At least I'm consistent. Oh. I didn't have faith in humanity years ago. I don't got faith in humanity now. It's not my damn fault that humanity sucks.
And the reason I'm saying this, after talking about the elections, is because the elections are going to take part in this, but no one's talking about the $30-some billion already excused in student debt. Like, I think it's $35 or $38 billion already.
Let's not talk about that. Can I have my job?
That's already been relieved, like, you don't think that doesn't hurt?
Give us all our GI Bill back. At least we earned ours. At least millions of people paid into it and then never used it, so there's actually money in that son of a bitch.
In that, because I've only used out of my 83,243 or $44 that I rate, I've used roughly less than 10 grand. I know it's roughly like 9.3.
Yeah.
Sorry, I paid for all my education during high school when I was dual enrolled in college and after high school when I did some schooling. I paid for that out of my pocket. Do I get that money back? No. Do I get my money back for my GI Bill? No. Forget the rich kids that don't want to pay their bills.
We don't count. I don't even rich kids. They're just idiots. Hey, you can write off that. They should write off my mortgage. I signed up for it. I knew it. I'll never pay it off. I'm writing off
every penny I spend on my service dog.
Hey, I'm just saying. They can get that relieved because they didn't know what they were getting themselves into, even though someone talked to them and they signed off on it. I'll just say I didn't know what I was getting into with my house. Why, 30 years later, what? I'm going to be stuck with, just like student loan debt, I'm stuck with this for forever. And this isn't going to give me the chance of getting some high-paying job. Now, my fault you got a degree in liberal arts, which isn't going to get you shit. That's not on me. But you should write off this then.
Yeah. Write off my service dog shit. Write off any penny I have to spend on arguing or dealing with a VA, doing all their footwork. My gas has to spend that. Oh, yeah. By the way, VA, I don't get paid to waste. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's funny. I still haven't gotten like my last two.
Well, the last three times I tried to do any of the travel claims that I'm allowed to claim,
yeah,
I couldn't even claim them because the website isn't working right.
Well, thanks, I'm not, I mean, VA. I did it in person.
We can't do that here no more.
Well, don't worry. It made a lot of sense because we went from them typing it up, printing it off. We just had to sign it and it was done. Now, during COVID, they leave the
stack of
a stack of them on the desk with a bunch of pens and cups so we could sign, do all the paperwork ourselves, turn it into them so they could put it in the, like, and transfer it back and forth to all of us. So they're, okay, let's put it in, make sure it's all right. Okay. Like, so now we have to take it from a stack that we all touch and a cup full of pens that we all touch on countertop that we all touch because it's more sanitary for COVID when we literally gave them our ID. We gave it back and it was over with, done in like 9 seconds. It makes a lot of sense, but it's the VA, which is why we have to start doing it doing it that way. And
I don't remember the days anymore. When you used to walk right up to travel pay and say, hey, I'm here, my appointments are done. Here's my ID.
Give you cash.
They look at your ID, scan a thing.
Give you a check.
This distance, yep.
Well, cash money, I think.
It was cash.
I only got cash. Well, I only got cash once in Fayetteville. Granted, I had not been back to Fayetteville. So, wait, I went back once.
All I'm saying is you've went to this online system, which half the time doesn't function properly. I mean, it took me how many years to even get my MyHealth eVet to work? I'm talking almost a decade. With that being said, all I'm saying is you can't. Where the hell was I going to go with that? Damn it. You can't tell people to do this, do that, and expect everything to be okay when they're getting shafted continuously. And then you're going to turn around and say, well, we're going to go this way about it. We're going to go that way about it. And all of a sudden, I'm the one losing money. Rich kids getting their college paid for it. Rich, spoiled kids are getting their college paid for it because they don't want to pay their fucking bills. Sorry. I'm offended by that. I lost friends in Iraq and other places in this world. Do you give a fuck about them? Nope. Oh. I've got family members that were in the military committed suicide because of shitty-ass people. Sorry, rich kids. You don't deserve it. I'm going to say rich kids. Sorry, spoiled kids. You don't deserve it.
Yeah. I got this. Yeah.
No, you have to put the money in it. Just spoiled participation kids.
Trophy. Participation trophy generation.
Exactly.
Just get handed everything. But before we close it up, I'm just going to say congratulations to my friend Dan. Just had his baby. 8.13 pounds, 21 inches long. So congratulations to him.
You had a friend that had a baby too?
Yeah, just happened.
Kelly and Gary just had their baby.
Just happened while we were doing this. The text came in.
Well, this has been a day and a half ago, but Kelly and Gary had their baby. Yeah, cool.
If anything important, congratulations to them. If anything important comes across my phone, I will actually, read it off, and I figured the birth of another,
baby. And for all the people out there who go, oh, you guys hate everybody, blah, blah, blah. We do support the idea of procreation in our country because if we don't procreate at a rate higher than we're dying,
yeah, our numbers, our numbers completely suck right now. So congratulations to you and your friends and Dan and everybody that's, thank you. Thank you.
Yep.
So that's a good positive to end it on. So YouTube, Rumble, Cloud Hub, Facebook, Twitter, Good Pods, Apple, Google Podcast, Spotify. We'll be back on Friday for the anniversary of Afghanistan. So enjoy it, share it out, subscribe to it. Peace.